KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies, a little crimson sunrise this morning. 63 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for to be partly sunny with a slight chance of late day showers and a high of 78 with winds southwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said one person was seriously injured during an accident near Anita on Friday. The collision happened at the intersection of White Pole Road and 725th Street. Authorities say Melody Jo Lewis of Anita was traveling eastbound on White Pole Road, driving a 2005 Chrysler Pacifica, and had slowed to turn left onto 725th Street. Fernando Perez Castaneda of Blue Springs, Missouri, was driving a 2018 International Semi tractor trailer, also traveling east, when he entered the westbound lane and tried to pass Lewis's vehicle. During the pass attempt, the semi struck the driver's side of Lewis's SUV, causing it to enter a field to the north. The semi came to rest in the north ditch, with the trailer blocking the westbound lane of White Pole Road. Lewis suffered serious injuries and was transported by Cass County EMS to the Anita Airport, where she was transported to the hospital via life flight. Castaneda was uninjured in the accident. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office Monday said the sheriff's canine Yours will receive a bullet and stab preventative vest thanks to a charitable donation from the nonprofit organization Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated. Yours' vest will be embroidered with the sentiment honoring those who served and sacrificed. Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated, established in 2009, is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to provide bullet and stab protective vests and other assistance to dogs of law enforcement and related agencies throughout the country. Since 2009, the organization has donated more than 4,381 canine vests with a value of $6.9 million in all 50 states. The vests are made possible by both private and corporate donations. The program is open to dogs that are at least 20 months old, are actively employed, and certified with law enforcement or related agencies. Canines with expired vests are also eligible to participate in the program. There are an estimated 30,000 law enforcement canines throughout the U.S. The Alzheimer's Association is inviting Western Iowa area residents to join the fight to end Alzheimer's by participating in the Harlan Walk to End Alzheimer's on Saturday, September the 18th. The Harlan Walk to End Alzheimer's helps to support the Alzheimer's Association's critical research, care, and support across Iowa. The walk is the world's largest event to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and researchers. And again, the event details are it's this Saturday at 9 o'clock with the registration and 10 o'clock walk at Pioneer Park in Harlan. Now, you can also walk from home anytime to add the hours to this attempt to fundraiser. You can register and donate online at alz.org/walk to get the most out of Walk Day and support the fight to end Alzheimer's. Download the Walk to End Alzheimer's app to participate at home in your neighborhood. It should be interesting to know that more than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. Additionally, more than 18 million family members and friends provide care to people living with Alzheimer's and other dementias. In Iowa alone, there are more than 66,000 people living with the disease and 73,000 caregivers. Officials with Cass Health in Atlantic on Monday reported Dr. Sean Atkinson was recently selected as an Iowa Hospital Association, or IHA, 2021 Hospital Hero. Dr. Atkinson will be recognized in October during the IHA's annual meeting, which will be held virtually. The Iowa Hospital Heroes Award is presented to those who have performed a heroic deed or tirelessly given of their time, talent, and expertise to improve their organization and the world around them. The leaders exemplify honesty, integrity, humility, courage, and commitment, according to the ISA's website. Dr. Atkinson was nominated by a patient, the family member of a patient, and several colleagues. Most notably, he was recognized by Cass Health Board Chairman Ned Brown, who credits Dr. Atkinson with saving his life by quickly diagnosing an aortic dissection. Brown said that, "I remember him telling me that I was in trouble, but he was so calm. He didn't seem panicked. Just very straightforward. He was thorough. He was certain of the diagnosis, and he saved my life." Dr. Atkinson is a board-certified family medicine physician who joined Atlantic Medical Center in October of 2011. He grew up in Ankeny, graduated from ISU and Des Moines University Osteopathic Medical Center. After completing his residency in Rapid City, South Dakota, he practiced with the regional health physicians in Sturgis for 7 years. Now, Dr. Atkinson provides the full scope of family medicine care, with the exception of obstetrics. In addition, he performs routine outpatient endoscopy procedures, including EGDs and colonoscopies. And finally in the news, Cass Health has been awarded a Top Workplaces 2021 honor by Iowa Top Workplaces. Cass Health received the number 16 ranking of the top mid-sized employers in Iowa, their highest yet. The list is based solely on employee feedback garnered through a third-party survey administered by the employee engagement technology partner, Energage LLC. It's an anonymous survey that is. It uniquely measures 15 cultural dividers that are drivers that are critical to the success of any organization, including alignment, execution, and connection, just to name a few. CAS CEO Brent Altman says that for the seventh consecutive year, our employees have made CAS Health an elite work environment. We're pleased to have such an incredible staff that throughout these extraordinary circumstances have continued to provide superior experience to our patients, colleagues, and communities. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.